All right, I'm here with Josh Drescher, associate producer still of Mythic Online Entertainment. Pretty much Mythic has been around for a long time.
Yes.
Why don't you give the layabout of where you guys come from?
What was
the beginning of the time?
Wow.
So, yeah.
How far back do you want to go?
Mythic Entertainment has been making online games for, gosh, over 15 years at this point. Most people became aware of us in 2001 when we launched Dark Age of Camelot, one of the first great RVR PvP-focused MMOs. That game's still going strong today. We have recently released, actually a year ago now, Warhammer Online Age of Reckoning, which is our next-generation RVR-focused, massively multiplayer online role-playing game. About halfway through development, we were acquired by Electronic Arts, and during the acquisition, we were handed control of pretty much all of the existing EA Online products, including things like Ultima Online, which, coincidentally, has its 8th expansion launching in 4 days. It's Ultima Online Stygian an Abyss, which introduces for the first time in 8 years a new race to Ultima Online, the Gargoyles. And for fans of the old Ultima single-player games, the Gargoyles are actually drawn from Ultima 6, the old single-player Ultima 6,
right, yeah.
Where basically the Gargoyles were suspicious of the Avatar as being a false prophet and so forth. So if you're a fan of those way back when, like me, it's a lot of fun to see that mythology lifted. We got it brought into a main living game today.
Yeah.
So Dark Age of Camelot, Ultima Online, Warhammer Online. We have a huge, vast, lengthy pedigree in the online sphere, and we're looking forward to the future.
Awesome. So Warhammer is coming up on its year anniversary. Do you guys have anything planned, like any in-game events or anything like that you're doing?
Of course we have.
I hope so. Yeah,
what a silly question.
Yeah.
So, our one-year anniversary, PAX is sort of our unofficial anniversary event.
Cool.
It was the last event that we went to before we launched last year, and so we've just kind of decided it'll be our anniversary event probably every year. It's a great chance to come out and see the fans. It's a great chance to show off the game, talk to people, and just kind of have fun. In terms of things we're doing specifically for the anniversary, we've got a live event that started back on Wednesday called The Wild Hunt. Wild Hunt is basically Ted Nugent meets Warhammer. Where basically, you go out into the wilderness and the red mist descends. You go crazy and you're out there fighting.
Great.
And there's a dungeon that is available only during The Wild Hunt. So you're out there with your nuge, you know, craziness going on.
Yeah.
You're fighting in the wilderness, you're killing things, you're competing, you're dungeon crawling. Then the event ends and you kind of wake up. And you try and tell everyone, no, I was in this crazy dungeon. Well, come and show us where it was. It's gone, I can't show you.
Yeah.
So that's The Wild Hunt, that's going on now. We're also doing, I hesitate to call it shameless bribery. But it's shameless bribery.
Okay.
Where we're basically giving XP bonuses, realm point bonuses, any kind of bonus you can imagine. We're going to be giving that to players during the anniversary event, trying to entice old players to come back, new players to come in,
right,
reward existing players for being around, just generally have a good time.
So, one year anniversary equals Ted Nugent.
Pretty much.
So you guys have been working with like Blue Oyster Cult and stuff for your songs. Are you gonna have like?
I'm forming my own damn Yankees.
Chopa Scratch Fever or something like that. I don't know. So I hate to get a little bit touchy here, but recently you guys have been merged with BioWare.
Oh,
is that
that's
correct?
Incorrect.
No,
we have not merged with BioWare.
Okay.
So
please correct
without me. Without getting into too much detail about EA's corporate structure.
Right.
We've always been part of what was called the EA Games Label.
Okay.
The Games Label basically included anything you could play on PC, a lot of the different console products, basically things that weren't Sims or casual, kind of fell under the Games Label. Sports is a separate level.
Right.
Since that time, we've kind of recognized there's a difference between what we do and what BioWare does, building sort of story-driven, RPG-focused games.
Right.
And what you're seeing on other sort of console products that EA's putting out.
Okay.
So there's a vast difference between some of the products that we've got on the market and the types of RPGs that we're building. So the decision was made to actually create one branch of the EA Games Label that included all of the RPG online products.
Right.
The three BioWare studios in Edmonton, Montreal, and Austin, and then Mythic down in Washington, D.C. And those are actually four distinct entities working on four distinct areas of development. We share resources from time to time, but we've always done that.
So you're better friends,
exactly.
I suppose. Okay, that's good to hear. I swear it was like you guys got merged or something, so glad that you can clear the word up.
It just means